This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Self-restraint is one of the strongest assets of the believers. And this is one of the first things they teach you when you train martial arts, is the ability to restrain yourself and not to become angry, not to be able to attack others. You have the knowledge, you can know you can beat that individual, but you have to control your anger. And subhanAllah, the same thing, it's taught in the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said alayhi salatu wa sallam, look at the example. He said, "Laysa shadidu bisur'ati," that the one who is the strong one is not the one who can wrestle people down. And look at the word he used, sur'a, which is the wrestling. He said, this is not the strong one. He said, "Innama shadid," the one who is really strong, "alladhi yamlik nafsuhu 'inda al-ghadab," the one who controls himself at the time of anger. And that's why true strength is the ability to control oneself. And Allah mentioned in the Quran, when someone ignorant says something to you, what should a reply be? وَإِذَا خَاطَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant ones reply to them or say something to them, they reply with words of peace. Because this is the true strength, and the ability to have sabr and not to go down to their level and to control oneself. This is the real difficulty. And that's why Islam teaches us the one who is truly strong is the one who can control himself.